born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I thought he had lived a very shielded life. And when he came to our city, I had one dream. Nobody saved in my family but just I myself as a young man. I was just on needles and pins, afraid. And in the midst of his stay with us, there'd be a big cavernous brawl. And I was so uneasy because I thought Brother Bernier knew nothing about that. Praise the Lord. But I come to find out I had about as much of a silver spoon in my mouth as he had in his. Praise the Lord. Been a real friend of ours through the years. God bless him. Wanted to take his time tonight and say it. I would like to hear him say it. I came to Arkansas a few years ago with him, and I told him, I said, I never got as sick of hearing anything in my life. Have Brother Jimmy to say it. Have Brother Jimmy to say it. We were at the campground several years back. I said, nobody ever asked me to sing. But we would like for Brother Jimmy to sing tonight. God bless you. Sing and preach the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Cavanaugh. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
I really don't want to make you sick this time in Arkansas. Praise the Lord. We are certainly glad to be here tonight.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not especially glad to be here because any certain ones of you are here. But the main thing I appreciate in this service tonight is the presence of Him that became man that I might know God. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that it's been our privilege to find the Lord in this world, to have fellowship with Him. And of course, it's always good to have the fellowship of the saints of God and of the brethren. And I was thinking a few minutes ago about being in the type of a service that we're in here. And really, I would like to have been here for this entire 3 nights and 2 days, but I have been hindered. For there aren't especially anything to aspire for than to just worship God and to feel the presence of the Lord. I was talking to a colored man several months ago. He was a Methodist preacher. He said, in our organization, that we folk have aspirations. And he said, sometimes they are a great hindrance. But in this type of a service, there's only one thing to aspire to. That is to draw closer to the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Now, I believe that David must have had something like that in mind when he said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Praise the Lord. And he began to describe it to be like the precious ointment. Thank God, thank God. I'm so glad tonight to be where I can feel the presence of the Lord and feel like I'm a part of it. Amen. Amen. And be a part of it. Praise the Lord. Now they've asked me to sing Sinner Made Whole. We'll try to do that. I think. There's a song in to my lips cannot sing His praise in the highest to Jesus my King. It's music each moment, it's thrilling my soul, for I was a sinner, but Christ made me whole.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that name.
Praise God.